Protesters in Libya are calling for a day of rage. The pace of layoffs in Cuba are causing uncertainty, and a ministry explores cultural relevancy and disability. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Protesters in Libya dubbed Thursday as a day of rage and called for a nationwide uprising. Paul Esterbrooks is a minister at large for Open Doors. Paul, what do they want?
It seems that a lot of people in that area want change. The issue is, what kind of change do they even want, and what kind of change will come?
Libya ranks 25th on the Open Doors World Watch list. Will it get better or worse for Christians?
The basic attitudes don't change. There's simply a desire for political change that will make a difference for them economically. But we're not optimistic at the moment, especially in Libya, that there would be any change for our brothers and sisters.
What can be done?
The way to pray is to ask God to give them the opportunity to use this situation in order to share his love with others and to be able to be more open about their faith.
The other way is to get informed. Details are online. Elsewhere, as if thousands of layoffs weren't enough of a blow, Cuba's firing process is now going upsettingly slowly. Forbes says lack of communication has made it difficult to get rid of 500,000 state workers at once, only increasing the uncertainty about job security. In the midst of the panic, though, the church is strong. A recent global advanced training saw 60 leaders commit to planting new churches. Pray that people would turn to Christ in these uncertain times. You're listening to Mission Network News. Operation World says Uttar Pradesh, India, likely has the most intense concentration of unreached people in the world. A recent census of 579 of the state's 613 people groups have no Christians at all. Millions are stuck in the dark without the light of Christ or his word. Bibles for the World is responding to this critical need by working with national missionaries and distributing a projected 1.2 million Bibles in Punjab and Uttar Pradesh this year. You can help at our website. Meanwhile, as the program piqued more and more interest, Women for Orphans Worldwide decided to go national. The Orphan Outreach Extension, better known as WOW, began in 2009 with a team of moms and daughters returned from a trip with a passion. Tiffany Taylor Wines explains WOW.
It's a way that mothers and their children can get involved with helping orphans. There's two parts to it. One is actually helping with fundraising, and the other part is actually helping with collecting items for the orphans.
WOW, which also encourages moms and kids to take mission trips together, is now launching chapters across the country.
Each chapter will have their own unique set of goals of who they want to support. So we have chapters already starting up now that are going to support our programs in Russia, in India.
As moms and kids help orphans in Christ's love, they grow as well. Head to our website to learn more or start a chapter in your community. And most communities in the developing world shun children with disabilities like Clubfoot. CURE International is working through compassion, love, and hope to open a future to them. Given all the promise that comes with a cure, the question could be asked, why would a child not show up for surgery? CURE's Jill Worrell says there are many reasons.
A family who's living off the land and they live several hundred kilometers from where our hospital is, there could be a circumstance where, because of the nature of what they're doing with agriculture, they just decide, nope, we're not going to the hospital this week.
But it could be traveling costs or even village superstition.
That's part of the reason that our counseling ministry is so important, to try to reinforce truth for these people, that this isn't too good to be true. This actually is something that we're going to be able to do, and we're acting on behalf of Jesus Christ.
CURE sends out staff who understands the local context and its challenges. You can help, too. There's more online. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Buckner International wants to send you on a free Shoes for Orphan Souls trip either to Guatemala, Mexico, or Peru in 2011. If you win, you get the chance to put shoes on the feet of needy children while sharing Christ at the same time. To register your name for the drawing, you can call us at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.